This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As government acronyms go, it's a decent one. JOLT, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey that's on the way later this morning, should give us an in-depth look at whether people are confident enough in this economy to take the risk of moving to a new job. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
Despite high unemployment, many companies say they have trouble finding skilled workers. Employers like Eric Eisbester, the CEO of GenMet, a metal fabricating company with about 70 employees in Mequon, Wisconsin.
My opinion, you could call it a skills gap, an attitude gap, a confidence gap. You could call it anything you want, but there's a gap there.
Heidi Scherholz, a labor market economist at the Economic Policy Institute, says the hiring data suggests that some industries may have a skills gap, but the overall labor market has a different problem.
Right now, our problem is not that workers don't have the right skills. It's just that we don't have demand for work to be done.
The buzzword for this across-the-board hiring slowdown is uncertainty. Employers say they are uncertain about how sequestration will play out, while others are just holding out for the best possible employee, or just waiting for signs that demand will be permanent enough to justify filling all those job openings. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.